From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The former president of the Czech Republic is dead. Václav Havel was 75. A statement from his assistant says he died this morning at his weekend house in the northern Czech Republic. Czech TV says he died due to complications following a long illness. Havel was a dissident playwright who became his country's first democratically elected president after the revolution that ended communism in the former Czechoslovakia. He was nominated several times for the Nobel Peace Prize. The last American troops are now out of Iraq. The final convoy rolled across the border into Kuwait shortly before sunrise. NPR's Kelly McEvers was at the crossing.
This is the moment. You have a small group of soldiers, mostly in the public affairs department, standing on the side of the road, clapping, waving. The soldiers themselves waving from outside of their vehicles, honking as they go by. The sun has just risen here in Kuwait, and these last vehicles are driving over the border.
NPR's Kelly McEvers reporting the convoy rolled under the cover of darkness and under strict secrecy to prevent any final attacks. The House is expected to vote tomorrow on whether to extend the payroll tax cuts and jobless benefits for another 2 months. Its fate is not clear, though. Some Republican rank and file are opposed to the measure the Senate passed yesterday. In New York City, about 50 Occupy Wall Street protesters are facing charges. They were arrested this weekend for trying to take over a vacant lot owned by the Episcopal Church. They then marched up to Times Square for a rally. This weekend marks 3 months since the movement first set up an encampment in Zuccotti Park, as Julie Walker reports.
Dozens of demonstrators were arrested after going over and under a fence surrounding a vacant lot owned by Trinity Church in New York. The Occupy Wall Street protesters said they were trying to set up a new camp. Emily, who would not give her last name, was with the occupiers.
It's empowering to take over a space that should be ours. It's not being used. It won't be used. And we need that space.
Are you nervous about being arrested or anything?
A little bit. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be arrested, but that's okay.
Police had to cut through the fence to make arrests. Trinity Church, which has been supportive of the movement in the past, had asked protesters not to trespass and told them it would be unsafe to let them use the space for a camp. For NPR News, I'm Julie Walker in New York.
In Egypt, protesters are clashing with soldiers for a third straight day. The protesters are demanding that the nation's ruling military immediately step down. The clashes come as unofficial results from a second round of voting in parliamentary elections show the continued dominance of Islamist parties at the polls. A third and final round is slated for next month. This is NPR News. Mitt Romney has gotten a boost to his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. The Des Moines Register has endorsed him. The nod comes with a little more than 2 weeks to go until the Iowa caucuses. The Register is Iowa's largest newspaper. It backed Senator John McCain in 2008. The Marine Corps' Toy for Tots program is running into trouble. CEO Lieutenant General Pete Osmond says people have been generous this holiday season, but the tough economy means demand is the highest it's been in several years.
The generosity of the American public, the support of our corporate sponsors, has been very good, but it really hasn't been able to keep up with the increase in demand.
Osmond says Toys for Tots will be taking toys right up to the last minute leading into Christmas. A global survey by the consulting group KPMG suggests a majority of organizations now actively use social media. But as Larry Miller reports, many developed countries lag behind those in emerging markets.
In the U.S., 72% of organizations use social media such as Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. China has the highest percentage, 83%. India and Brazil around 70%. But then the numbers drop sharply. Just 50% of Canadian and British companies use it, 27% in Japan. KPMG suggests emerging markets may have more freedom to innovate. Most businesses say they use social media to improve sales and marketing, enhance their customer relationships, further develop their products and services, and for recruitment. Almost 80% say they received all the key benefits they'd anticipated. According to the survey, banning social media at work doesn't work. A third of staff still find ways to log on. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.